Howdy, howdy.
Getch here. David Getchy, Sierra Lupe, but you can all call me Getch due to a preponderance of Dave's. And I'm checking in from the Department of Interdimensional Communications, located in the Eugene offices of Orkin, Raptor & Racket International, ORNR International, supplying the friction on an international scale. We're reaching across the dimensional divide, and by we, I mean Nick D'Angelo of the Nick Chronicles fame, and my son Dylan Sierra Lupe, and my fellow ORNR employee. Howdy, guys.
How's it going?
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. So, as I mentioned in my last transmission, we have achieved interdimensional communication. We three, and anybody else who we invite to sit in front of our mics, are coming to you from a dimension entirely separate from the dimension in which you are hearing our voices. And that, my friends, is because there is so much more possible in this world and others than you can possibly imagine. So, Dylan and Nick, thanks for joining me in our little recording setup.
No problem. Happy to be back.
Yeah, yeah. So, it's been a couple months now, two or three months since you guys joined ORNR. What do you think of this place?
Not bad. Still getting a feel for all this, all this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm loving it. It's good. Good steady work, and of course I'm always working hard.
And I'd like to think that it's not a bad job. I mean, you guys just have to surf social media for the most part.
Yeah, pretty much what I do on my off time anyway.
Yeah, not too shabby, I gotta say.
Does it make you want to not surf social media though when you get off work? Are you like, oh man, I could go to Facebook, but damn, you know?
Yeah, I'll get plenty of it. I just go home and chill on the couch on it. Yeah.
Personally, I just I turn off my phone during the weekends, but during the week, whew, it's crazy.
I never thought I'd be looking at so many memes in my life. Meme.
Okay, so Nick, though, I got a call from you yesterday, I think, was it? That was a little disturbing what happened.
Yeah, so, okay, I don't know if, have you done any podcasts since we last talked, if their listeners know of any of this stuff?
No, go ahead, talk.
Okay, the last comic I put out was on my website, Nick Chronicles. That you mentioned earlier. I don't generally do political themed cartoons. I kind of try to stay away from it for the most part, but
with good cause. I mean,
it's getting harder to not tap into that.
And a little scarier each time we do.
Yeah, but the re-election obviously has been having an effect on me and everybody else, and
a lot of people thought we weren't going to get Trump number two.
Yeah, and so I put a little thing about that on paper, just like a little thing, just kind of my visceral sort of feelings about this whole situation. And it's sort of a comic comparing the re-election to sort of other American tragedies in history and things like that, and 9/11 and the JFK assassination and those kind of things. And it was very heavy even for me, and I showed it to a lot of people before I put it up, and I got very, I don't want to say negative responses, but I got very deep responses from people.
A lot of people saying maybe you better be careful kind of stuff.
Yeah, and so I posted it. I just figured, what the heck. I posted it on my website.
Freedom of speech and everything, right?
Yeah. I don't get much traffic on my website, which is... So the story is the day... this was three days ago now. I was at home. I was... just got back from work. I was checking out the new episode of Westworld.
Yeah.
The other day, and my doorbell rang, and I it was a man. I don't know what some government agent, I think. You know, and he was just.
Did he show you a badge or anything?
Yeah. Yeah. And he was just like mentioning. Just saying, you know, ask me weird questions about, am I an American citizen? And do I have any problem with the American government? And just, it was really weird.
Was he just like going down the street, taking a survey, you know, just knocking on doors? Hey there.
No. Because I asked my neighbors about it the other day and no one else talked to the guy. He was specifically addressing me too, and he didn't really say anything specific about the comic. I almost feel like he didn't want to mention it specifically, but he knew that I knew that that's what he was talking about.
Uh-huh.
And it was just uncomfortable. It just kind of gave me this weird feeling like I'm being watched.
Uh-huh.
Which is weird because I didn't think I got much traffic on my website. I didn't think people were really looking at it, but someone's looking at it and someone is paying attention to clearly paying attention to me now. And
how does that make you feel?
I mean, how would it make anybody feel? I'm shocked, and I don't know.
Are you going to think twice before you put up a comic like that?
Yeah, I mean, clearly, it's something that I don't want it to affect my work. I don't want it to be something that makes me not do, you know, what I do. I don't want it to be something that stops me from expressing myself and things like that. But it really left me with a weird feeling, like someone doesn't want me to do this. Uh-huh. Someone wants to stop me.
Yeah. There must be a little piece of it that makes you feel flattered, though, right?
Yeah. You could say that. Yeah, that's definitely
you rose to the top.
There's someone in some government office has my picture in like a little file somewhere. There's a filing cabinet that, if nothing else, like that's preserved somewhere in the NSA offices or something like that.
Yeah. Well, that's scary. I mean, you know, it's the world we live in now, but it's still scary when it comes to your door and announces itself.
Yeah.
That's scary, Nick. But Dylan, how's things in your life these days?
Well, having my own little set of fun events.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was going and basically driving around, and, you know, not a great car, but just doing my thing.
Uh-huh.
I haven't really stood out, I don't think, in any way. But
well, you hang out with Nick, though.
Yeah, I hang out with Nick, I suppose.
Uh-huh.
But
you suppose.
Yeah, sometimes.
now you're not quite willing to admit it, though, huh?
Well, now that I'm hearing about his little situation here, now I'm having second thoughts about things. I don't know. But no. So, I don't know. I had a... I was running over, like, a speed bump or something. I think I was over in a grocery lot. The point is that I felt like something dragging on the bottom of my car, and so I stop.
Oh, you were telling me about this earlier.
Yeah. So I stop, and there's more to this story now. Turns out that there's a little black box that was attached to the bottom of my car that was getting dragged behind me. I was like, okay. So
just bouncing along on the pavement, it, like, got wires or something.
Yeah, it's got little wires attached into the bottom of the car, and it looks like it was knocked loose by the bump. And so go figure. So I pick it up, and I it's got a little like red light on it, very faint, and I wasn't really sure what it was. So went and started talking to some people, Yeah, so I guess it's a like a government tracking device.
A government tracking device.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was?
Specifically government thing. Yeah, yeah. So when you open it up, it's
specifically
got like,
government, this isn't something you just get off of Amazon.
No. This is, it's got like seal of approval kind of official barcodes and stuff. And
yeah, you were showing it to me and we were trying to figure out what it was because we were, it was like... It didn't look like anything. We couldn't find anything on the internet about like cars, like what its function was on the car.
It didn't look like it was stock, is what you're saying.
No, it was definitely not supposed to be there. Uh-huh. But there it was, and I took it to a person, and I'm not going to give too many details because I'm putting this out to the public. But yeah, so yeah, it was there, and I guess that means I'm getting watched.
I guess so, yeah. And the weird thing is, I was doing the Occupy Radio and all that, and I don't even know if I'm getting watched, and here you guys are. So
what have you guys dragged us into here?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying I'm not getting this kind of stuff. I wonder if maybe you guys are troublemakers, and I got to be careful about who I hang out with now. No, but I'm not gonna just toss you guys aside. That would be rude.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. So, but anyways, so you've been doing the ORR International thing for a couple months now.
Yeah.
You're digging it, I guess. Would you like to know why you're doing what you're doing?
Yeah.
That would be... You've tried to explain it to us before. It kind of went over my head a little bit.
The whole tuning thing. Is that where I lost you?
I think, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Ignorance is bliss.
The point of this moment that we're taking is, folks, those of you who are listening, especially those of you who are listening across the dimensional barrier, we need you to be aware that you're not just hearing our voices, that you're seeing our impact in other ways as well. And we need you to see that impact. It's part of what we're doing, and it validates our efforts. And validation, I don't mean it just gives us warm fuzzies. I mean that, like in experiments, you need to understand when your experiment succeeds.
And you're definitely seeing that right now?
We're getting it. We're getting a lot. The last time we had you guys on, we were still tuning. You guys were still tuning. All that time you spend surfing social media and everything is what we call tuning. And what we're doing is we're tuning your social media presence in this dimension with the theories and techniques that we're using to bridge the dimensional barrier. And the science behind our work isn't physical. It's not, this isn't a mechanical process for crossing the barrier. It's a non-physical process. And the way that we get feedback is a non-physical process as well. You guys know about Carl Jung and it's the collective unconscious, I think.
Yeah, roughly.
Yeah. No. So what we're doing here at the ORNR Department of Interdimensional Communication is we are applying social media as a verifiable part of the collective unconscious. And we are creating interdimensional feedback loops through social media is, I guess, the easiest way for me to explain it.
I do remember you saying and talking about that.
Yeah. And so that's why we're having you do that. That's why you guys are getting paid to sit for 40 hours a week on Facebook and Instagram and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because it actually is serving a purpose. And
here I thought it was just more statistics and everything.
Well, that's an interesting thing because actually
is that part of it?
Well, you guys aren't the only people whose social media, you know, stream is being investigated. You know, we work, the whole process starts from a very small sample set. It was, you guys have met Lufa, Lufa Scrutable, his sample set. And we tried to find whispers of a feedback loop in his sample set, and then just slowly build upon local feedback loops within the same dimension until the whole process is actually a couple 2-3 years in the making, and a lot of people have contributed their internet sampled unconscious, I guess, subconscious, okay. I guess. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we are right now. So that's where we are, where we're reaching across the dimensional divide, folks. This is fiction, but at the same time, it's reality. And I don't really know how else to explain it. It has something to do with the
Did I get that?
Well, hold on a sec here. Yeah, go ahead.
What is real? How do you define real?
I don't want to remember nothing. Nothing. Do you understand?
Real is simply electrical signals interpreted by your brain.
Ignorance is bliss.
You know, I'm going to hear about this. There is nothing wrong.
Homeland Security, Agent Jakes.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Nick, can you, let's give Agent Jakes a mic. We got to talk to him.
Oh, okay, let me...
Hello, Nick.
Hi.
Your comic's posting next Thursday, isn't that right?
Yeah, it is.
I hope it stays within the lines, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
We'll all be very interested in seeing what you post. We know where your sister is, you know.
Wait, what?
Your sister. Didn't know you had a sister, did you?
No.
Well, you do now. David!
All right. Wait a second. Wait a second, Cola. You're giving Nick a sister. You're here banging on our door because you don't like his comics. And you're with Homeland Security now?
I'm sorry, what's happening? Do you know this guy?
I know yes, I know this guy. So what's up? What's up, Cola? Did Raptor fire you or something?
Absolutely not. I'm freelancing.
Uh-huh.
Fingers in many pies. You know how it is.
And now you've joined the comics police.
Comics are not my primary mission, David. Uh-huh. Your operation here is...
My operation is fully sanctioned by ORNR.
The higher-ups want to keep an eye on it.
Uh-huh.
You're playing with fire. You're like a kid with matches playing around a bucket of gasoline.
My role-playing game. I specifically heard Raptor call this a role-playing game.
I'm looking for Norway, and it's not a game, David.
It's not. What is that?
I think we're done here.